And welcome to our show, Geeks Riot Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. I am one of your hosts, Bill, and the other host is Anthony.
Hello.
And you can reach us out to us at geeksriot@gmail.com, ask us questions, or you can leave a voicemail or a text message to 801-896-GEEK. It's also 801-896-4335. You also can help support us by going to our Patreon page at patreon.com/geeksarewired, where you get access to the podcast early and the Geeks Are Wireless episodes. And just the generalness of fun. So,
indeed.
Yes.
Guess we're talking about watches?
It's Wise.
Wazzy. Weiss?
Wise.
Weiss.
There's no H.
Weiss. So you're saying it's not a Ruby character?
No.
Okay.
It is not.
I need to finish that.
Oh, you still haven't?
No.
And that's all free now, too.
Is it?
Isn't it under the free part?
I don't know.
I thought after, like...
I was still planning to pay anyways, but...
The week it goes free. So...
Oh, well, it does, but... Commercials.
Ah. Well, that's what you get for free.
Nope. I'd rather pay.
See, I don't mind the commercials. I just don't want the repetitive commercials.
Which you generally get the repetitive commercials.
Ah.
Okay, so...
You would think that they would, have more advertisers where everyone's pulling away from other means.
No.
Okay.
And in fact, well, I guess this doesn't affect YouTube too much, but... Oh, we could talk about that after this.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the later part, or the wireless part.
Oh,
the
these guys.
Yeah, so you've probably heard about their camera.
Yeah, I think I've bought two of them. I don't have them, but I bought them for something else. But yeah, these look familiar. I'm pretty sure I have them. The band looks like a Fitbit.
Yes. And they work with lots of companies to try to get a very cheap device that they put their software on. That's why their cameras are, you've heard about their cameras, like $20 cameras. They're $30 doorbell. Or that's the pan cam. What's the doorbell cost? I think the doorbell is like
30.
It is 30? Okay.
I think the cam pan? No, never mind.
Yeah, that's a different one. Maybe the doorbell was going to be the one they were working on. I know they were talking about
that. Yeah, there's no doorbell on here.
There's a door lock for $100. Which is still, for a smart door lock, is pretty good.
Oh, is that a multi-sensor? The Wise Sense? Yeah, it is. Cool. I think that's about as much as the... Well, actually... $6 to $20 is how much it is.
For which one? Like smart things?
No, the Wise Sense. It's towards the bottom of the homepage.
But you're saying that's probably about as much as what?
Oh, yeah, the smart things one, I think.
The smart things, depending on the versions, usually start at 20 and go up.
Yeah. I can't quite tell how much. Yeah, a single motion sensor is $6. And depending on what it is, if it's Z-Wave, that could be good, but I doubt it's Z-Wave. But maybe it is. I guess I could just do a control F. I don't see the word wave. There's no Zigbee.
It's probably all wireless.
It is. It's wireless.
Just this.
Though it's it piggybacks off of the Wi-Fi connection from the cam. I don't like this.
Oh.
Because I don't like the fact that it has to piggyback off of something else.
But if it's all internal stuff, so it piggybacks off of their products.
Yes, and then you're still locked into their ecosystem for that.
True. But their ecosystem's cheap.
Yeah, but if they might have an integration with SmartThings, but it's probably going to be over the cloud. Meaning, no internet, no worky.
They have lots of integrations with... Yeah, that does suck, actually, a lot. They have a lot of integrations with Amazon because a lot of them used to work with Amazon, so they have a lot of Madam A workingness and integration already. They've been working with Google. Everything else is definitely a little more work to do. But if you're wanting to, you know, that's for the security side. For the health side, the stuff I was talking about, like the Wyze Band. So you have integration with Amazon with it. For $25, there's also a $20 scale.
I didn't see that on here.
You have to go to navigation and shop.
Okay. Ah, there it is.
Yes.
$20, not bad. Considering how much is the Fitbit one?
I think the current one you can buy, isn't it like $150?
I can look.
So this will sync with popular fitness apps. You get your body fat. So it's like the expensive Fitbit. Fitbit scale.
Yeah, the Aria, and looks like it's $80 right now, maybe.
So it's the old one?
Nope.
Is that the Aria 2?
Yep. The old one is $50.
Ah, so it's coming down in price.
But funnily enough, right now, if you go to Fitbit's page for it, you get a 404, so.
Aw.
I can't tell you.
See, the Wyze scale, it gets you all the information.
Let me see if I can get to it another way. Smartwatches, trackers, smart scales. Oh, now they have the Aria Air.
Ooh.
Which is $50.
But wait, there's more.
Is there?
No, I was going to say, you just named off like three Fitbit scales.
Yeah, they have three. I'm kind of curious why the Air is a thing and why they keep wanting to make new ones, but... Well, I know why, but...
And this one does. Look, this one integrates through Bluetooth, so unlike the Fitbit scale, which is off of the Wi-Fi, this one you have to have your phone. It has to go through your Bluetooth on your phone.
Yeah, and I'm not a super big fan of that.
I can see that because you have to... A little more activeness, but for the price, it's not bad.
I mean, I guess I'm more of a convenience guy, so I will pay the extra.
Okay.
To a point. There is a limit.
If I wasn't already like integrated into the massive Fitbit ecosystem on their stuff, I may have thought about it. But everything else about their scale has been, and their Fitbit watch or their health watch. They work really well. They integrate with Amazon really well. They integrate with Google. You can have it work with your smart devices.
They
your watch, you can.
Oh, you okay.
So it does have more grouping integrations.
I was just going to say they have face masks.
They do.
Yeah.
They actually worked with some companies. They also have a thermostat.
Yeah,
a thermometer.
The thermometer made a little more sense. The face mask, like, I get it, but it was just kind of odd. Just because it's not electronic at all.
Well, it's something that they were working with the thermometer and also the time period trying to help out to get things. It is a within the last couple of months product. And they were able to make negotiations to get these things, and they wanted to try to get them out for good prices to people and organizations that needed them.
I will say this. The micro SD card they have is actually somewhat... what's the word I'm looking for here?
Nice.
Yeah. It wasn't the exact word, but it's basically... Yeah, like usually branded... SD cards like that usually cost quite a bit. Whereas this one, it's for 32 gigabytes, it's $10, and it's also a class 10, which is not bad.
Got some decent speeds.
Yes, that's still quite a bit more money than what you could get for the same thing on like Amazon, but because I think that you can get almost like a 64. But I'm going to look that up just so I know. So you can get, 64 is about $12. Or you can get two of them for 19. And then you can get 128 Samsung one for 25.
But it's the Samsung ones. Isn't the Samsung SD cards the ones that keep on going bad?
I don't know. Where'd you hear that?
Personal experience and reviews.
No. I don't know. I've only had issues with... actually, I haven't had any issues with any of them. The only reason why I buy, like, for my Raspberry Pis, I used to use a... Yeah, it was a Samsung one. But it didn't corrupt. It would corrupt, but it was because the Raspberry Pi's bad power supply.
Yeah.
Bad power delivery, so if it ever got like a blip, it would basically corrupt the file system, so you'd have to reformat it, which isn't a big of a deal. It's just when it happens on your boot drive, it's kind of annoying because you have to take it out and then reflash it, and it's a whole thing.
That's why you Dockerize the entire thing.
Doesn't matter, you still have to reflash it.
The entire thing?
You have to reflash the whole SD card to get it to boot again.
Oh.
Because the Raspberry Pi doesn't have doesn't have any space for an OS. So when you boot it up, all you'd see is just a colorful screen. If you don't have an SD card in there. So yes, and yes, you can Dockerize it, and yes, I would actually Dockerize anything I would run on there, or at least have it in some kind of version control. But other than that, yeah.
You could, because then you could save all your settings, I guess, and you're just having to redo the entire boot startup.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of an annoying process, but there's also things to make it to where you can boot off a USB. So you put a small SD card in there, make just so it'll change the boot to be USB instead. But, we've talked about a lot of other odd stuff now, so I guess we could talk about marketing lately.
Marketing?
And how there's a big, oh man, why are my words failing me today? That's worse than it usually is.
There's a lot of advertisers are dropping.
Boycott.
Ah.
There's an advertising boycott on Facebook right now. Facebook and Twitter, actually.
And Instagram.
Yeah, Facebook.
Yeah.
But yes, you're right. We should clarify because not everybody knows that. So yeah, there is a boycott on that, and it's because they hate speech, right?
Correct. They're allowing hate speech, but they also were saying that they were allowing it because we should know what our political leaders are saying, but a bunch of these places decided to draw lines on where you should market, at least, because that's what got Twitter in trouble, was they marked something and then everyone was like, oh, and then Facebook was like, you shouldn't have done that. And now everyone's boycotting. Well, the big companies are boycotting Facebook.
Yeah. So Pepsi? Coke. Or is it Coke?
Coke is currently.
I think Pepsi is too.
I'm sure Pepsi's part of that group. Starbucks, there's a couple of I forget who does the advertising for Dove. They're actually one of the bigger ones.
Yeah, so Pepsi quietly joined the boycott. They didn't make a statement like everybody else did, but.
Well, on the other side is also advertising's down. So is this just since we're not advertising, we'll just say we're doing a good cause to not advertise?
No, I think
it's convenient.
Yes, it is convenient.
Very convenient.
But I still don't think they would have completely cut off advertising anyways. It's just they don't want to be maybe they don't want to be associated with it, or and they want to generate good PR by saying they're not associating with Facebook anymore, but and Twitter.
So here is also the other thing, is that Facebook, even though Facebook and Zuckerberg are starting to put out statements and seem like they're changing things around, trying to prepare for the shutdown, the boycott of July, for advertising. Facebook is very different from most companies. Zuckerberg is the majority voter. There's
so most public companies, you mean?
Well, any, yeah,
I guess there's a lot of private companies where there's just one person who has a lot of
true. That, you know, that one person owns the company because they're the only worker and the only owner. Yeah, so for a large company, how about that?
Even like then, that. I don't know. Because I can think of a couple of companies who there's usually one person who has a big sway.
Yeah.
The CEO.
The CEO, though, but Bill Gates didn't even have that much. The Twitter, they don't have that much.
I mean, I know.
There's a lot of these companies that the CEO You're has right. lots of sway, but Zuckerberg is unchallengeable sway.
Well, yeah, because he actually has, like, because when they do votes, he has literally the majority.
Well, also his votes are, like, double or quadruple votes.
Well, that's what I mean, though. Like,
well, it's not even just like he owns such a large group of shares that it makes him the majority. His shares also give him extra votes.
Mm-hmm.
So between the extra votes and the everything else, if he will not leave as CEO until he wants to leave as CEO. There is no other way to get him out.
No other standard way, like going through company channels. There is other, like, there's always some ways he could get taken out, like, well, okay, that literally, but that's not what I was going
yeah,
for.
I was like, oh, but interesting.
There's also, like, gets thrown in prison or stuff like that.
I still think he owns too much. He could possibly, he owns so much he could still own.
You're right.
And still vote that he stays.
So he could vote that he stays, but while he's in prison, I don't know that he can do a lot of the affairs.
He probably would.
So someone
he would probably go to white collar prison.
I mean, you're right, but
he's one of the richest people in the world.
I'm just being optimistic here.
Okay, but so perfect storm. He'd have to lose shares. There's nothing that is going to really get him down from CEO until he wants it. That's why. Forget who it was that came back to Facebook. He was expected to take over as CEO. He's being groomed, and then he left. I think he saw, like, nope, Zuckerberg's never going to leave. So the fact that he came back, there might be some possibility. Maybe Zuckerberg is thinking about it. But among the other things, though, is so Zuckerberg is saying we need to do this. But also, all these companies only make up, I think, 20 to 40% of, and that's if they worldwide cut it, only like 20 to 40% of Facebook's total ad revenue.
It's still a good chunk.
Yeah, but 60%, 60 to 80% is still small businesses that actually do want to advertise.
Yeah, no, I get it, but
that aren't involved with any of the stuff. Or can't really afford to step away.
Yeah, it's still a sizable chunk, though. Like, it'll hit them, at least. It's just not going to hit them as much as most people would like.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But it was enough that they did release statements.
Yeah.
All Friday last week.
So, they'll feel it, but
mm-hmm.
That's going to be more of a bump and not a big hole or whatever. It's not going to break them. What kind of statements did they release, though?
That they were actually going to cut, or that they were going to take care of the hate speech, identify it.
Because, I don't know, they're kind of in a bad spot.
Why?
Just because, like, I know there's ways to identify it, but then, like, if you just let an algorithm do it, depending on the algorithm, if the algorithm is, like, just programmed and not, like, taught, like, it's not expected to evolve on its own, then it'll do an okay job. But a lot of those will just have an algorithm, like, basically have machine learning do it, and they'll eventually start flagging stuff that isn't actually bad, and it'll get...
Or vice versa.
Or vice versa, yeah. It won't flag stuff at all. Because, I think YouTube was having this problem for a while when they first started letting in machine learning do it, where stuff was just getting flagged left and right for no reason. And they, I think they actually had to turn it off or make it step back a lot. So I'm not saying they shouldn't put any work. I'm just saying that it's going to be more difficult than people think, just because you can't really, it's hard to police, it's hard to like filter something when there's literally like a million or infinite ways to say it. So that's all I mean.
Yeah.
I think they should. And I really think it would be a good idea, because, you know, hate speech is bad. No one likes it. Well, some people do, but they shouldn't. But, yeah. It's probably as bad as political as we're going to get.
Usually my politicalness is involved with my internet and how we should care more about that. But, yes. I know, I'm like, this is important. But it's, and that's the other thing is, you know, it is tech and it is still... is important, and there's changes. And I did forget there was one thing that could overrule Mark Zuckerberg.
What's that?
That is the group that Facebook is had been working on creating of 20 people who can overrule Mark Zuckerberg to basically go, you are not doing things that are good, and you need to make changes.
Doesn't he have to approve that, though?
He did. He wants these people to exist.
Okay. That's, to his credit, that's good.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of people who would be in that position like, no, I'm in this till I die.
And I think he realizes he needs to like not go until he dies.
I mean, if I were him... I guess it depends. Like,
Bill
depends
Gates
on the
didn't
person.
Even stick with Microsoft forever.
No, but there was a couple of reasons for that.
And he has sway still to this day, but he is not.
Oh yeah, he'll always
the
have
CEO.
Sway. And like, I'm kind of like with Bill Gates, for example, because he's not in Microsoft anymore, or not like he's not in charge of it anymore. Mm. He's been able to do other stuff that he's been wanting to do.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if Zuckerberg would have a similar thing, or if he'll just like chill out for the rest of his life, which is fine. If that's what you choose to do, that's what you choose to do. It's just wondering if he'll do something similar, or if he'll just kind of just take a back seat and whatnot, live a chill life, get made fun of for being a robot.
Yeah.
But
be asked to fix your phone.
Fix your phone. What?
That's when he went to Congress and talked. They actually asked him, "How do I How do I change the background of my phone, or how do I change my ringtone?" He was literally asked those questions.
I know. Like, were they being serious, or?
I think he has lots of money, and they were being nice. Like, they definitely got him there to like ask him some questions.
Uh huh.
But they also asked him some just stupid questions, or they also may have, because there's also the other mentality, like, oh, you're a software developer, so could you fix my router? It's like, I can, but not because I, you know, work on software.
Yeah, I guess that's a thing too.
But so this group of people, though,
mm-hmm,
they're not fully finished. That's why Zuckerberg probably had to decide on his own to do these things instead of being overruled. And he had to, these people are going to be able to overrule Zuckerberg. And they're also talking about opening it up for internet, for other social medias. So they can, they're not just going to be, they're talking about not just being over Facebook, but opening, not just like rolling over Google, but going, hey, Google, we are a group that looks at society and looks at the best of things and the best options. And there are 20 of us, kind of like a Senate or a, you know, judiciary committee or something like that.
So a council.
Yes.
I don't know. Like that's good.
But like I said, they're not going to roll over Google. They're going to like go, we have this service. Would you like to use it? And I think a lot of companies would actually get advantage out of that.
They might. I kind of leery about that, though, just because, like, if they have good intentions, sure. But if they have, like, a control, like, if they have an interest in every single major tech company, like social media company, and they have an agenda that they want to push that isn't necessarily a good one.
Yeah.
Even though they only have like maybe 5, 10, 20%, it's still a good chunk when they could, that means they have a lot of sway. Like one person or figure or whatever has a lot of sway in a lot of companies, which is.
Yeah. And that's the nice thing about there being these 20, it's better than, was it the 7 judges? Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Isn't it 7? Pretty sure it's 7.
It's something like that.
We'll go 7. I know it's an odd number for a purpose. But they also still adapt things. Like they say things amongst, they change their mind as things go along, as society evolves. So yes, these people may make some decisions that people don't always agree with. That you can't make everyone happy all the time.
Well, no. But I like...
But society does evolve these decisions.
Which, if it were open, then I could see that. Like, if it were open to the public and they had some amount of sway, then maybe that's fine. I'm just more thinking it's like some kind of shadow council or something.
Where it's just like the decisions. Supreme Court was. They got to go into, up until recently, they went behind a closed door and then they went and made decisions.
Yeah.
But people would actually go, I know who you are and I know what your decisions are because we can see your votes. Yes, if this was a shadow council, you wouldn't see their vote. You wouldn't know anything about any of it. You wouldn't know that they made the decision. That's why knowing about these people is so important. You, when these people start doing these major decisions, you need to know that these people exist and that they're making decisions.
Yeah. And that makes sense. Like, I'm more of a need to know what they're doing kind of thing. Not necessarily what the individual votes were.
You want to listen to their discussions.
Maybe. I don't necessarily need to know that 5 out of the 20 of them voted this certain way or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just that. But maybe that would be. No, maybe. Never mind. I don't know. I don't know what I want. I'm the classic person. Don't know what they want.
Yeah.
So, want to talk about. Do you have more you want to talk about on that?
I just think that that is going to, I don't know, I think it's just going to change how the internet works a lot. It could also do a lot of changes on how companies, you know, like our internet providers could actually be providing, like how they act, because this council could go, you are not, so it could push net neutrality.
It could, but then I'm going to play devil's advocate here and it could push the other way.
And then we know who voted what.
Maybe. That's assuming they're open.
Okay, then we know that they voted against it.
Not necessarily.
And people, those that voted for it, would definitely want to be let out. Those, you know, I think people would want it to be known what they voted.
Yeah, no, I agree. But it doesn't mean they have to.
It doesn't mean they have to, but if they think that the majority, the general population is against what the vote was, the minority wants the people to know I didn't vote that way.
Yeah, possibly.
And this is only 20 people. This isn't like the, you know, the 100 or the 230 that you're like, oh, who all voted where, you know, and people that kind of sort of pay attention to their senators and.
I don't know. Something needs to be done, and this would be like a kind of a. An open regulatory system, sort of. If they decide to keep it open, then it would be potentially better than what a federally regulated one is. Not that federal regulations are bad; they're just usually very slow.
And that's like, the other thing,
unbearably slow.
These people would understand technology and adapt and hopefully talk about it. And that's why these people were chosen, because of their various, you know, technological understandings and social media understandings and all that. Because you need people that understand technology to help push technology.
Mm-hmm.
Not just somebody who wants an iPhone because, and they do regulation changes because their carrier won't carry the iPhone because the iPhone wants more power.
Hmm? Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's the only reason it's on Verizon. That's the only reason the iPhone went to Verizon.
Is why?
Because because senators wanted an iPhone, and they made laws that made it where you could put phones on other providers.
Oh. So before that, there's nothing like regulating that a phone had to be unlockable after a certain point?
Yeah. There was not, well, not even unlocked, or that, you know, larger companies had to do that, you know, allow it.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Because I kind of figured that most phones were unlockable just because, and I read this on the internet a long time ago, and I never really looked into it after that, and my little amounts of, testing
mm-hmm.
would, they showed that this was true. But anyways, just because 4G LTE, just the way that this specification is, like the radio specification, it made it to where phones had to be, like that radio had to be unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's not necessarily true. It's just whenever I tested it back then, I had like a Samsung Galaxy S4, which I got from Verizon. And I hadn't even, like, asked them to unlock it or anything like that. But I was able to throw in a T-Mobile SIM card, and it would work. So that's why I thought that they might be unlockable. Like, they were sold that way. And maybe, I think they might have been to start. But now they are locked. Like, if you buy an iPhone, and it's not an unlocked one, and you, like, they're unlocked, even if you buy, like, a contracted one, until you put in a SIM card from that carrier. Then it just locks to that carrier. But at least AT&T was this way. If you had it paid off or whatever, or like
T-Mobile's that way.
Yeah, like
you're locked until the phone is officially yours.
Yeah. And with mine, which kind of irked me, was that I bought this with my own money and it was still locked. But at the same time, whenever I put in the request to have it unlocked because I wanted to try out Google Fi, it was like a year and a half or 2 years after the fact, but I think it said it could take up to 2 days to process the request. They had it done within like 10 minutes, if that.
Yeah.
So I kind of think there was they just have that batch that will just go through and periodically just approve all the ones that are easily approvable and don't need like to be looked at. But yeah. So yeah, I don't know why I was talking about that.
Because it was interesting from, you know, Sanders wanting the iPhone Verizon. So what were you wanting to talk about? Because I guess I'm done with my little Senate.
I don't know. We could talk about it now, or we could talk about in the extra.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let's do a little shorter. So we'll wrap things up.
Okay.
Let's see. I don't think I have any good famous last words.
Okay, Minecraft people, there was a new update. If you like the Minecrafts, it's another update, so the Nether is now cooler, so you can play that if you want. Not sponsored, by the way. Just really like Minecraft. Bye.
I Nether know nothing.